Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I saw this story, and this was really, really sad. Okay, I don't know if you heard about this, okay? Apparently, a man tried to stop another one committing suicide, and unfortunately, he plummets to his own death. They say a 24-year-old man fell to his death while trying to pull another young man from the ledge of a 14th floor University of Hawaii dormitory, according to Honolulu police. Police said the man fell while trying to convince a 19-year-old who was on a window ledge to come back inside. Both of the men fell to the ground and were taken to the hospital with critical injuries. The 24-year-old was pronounced dead upon arrival, and the other one remains in critical condition. Authorities have not released their names. The two men were not even University of Hawaii students. According to University spokesman Dan Maizanzahi, he said one of the dorm residents had people over, and the two men were among the party guests. It's a terrible tragedy. The last thing we wanted to happen, he says. Of course, our condolences go out to friends and family. Okay, so when I hear that, I think of a few things, okay? All right, one is, okay, somebody I think was on drugs, obviously, okay? To want to go out on the ledge. And then are we sure it was a suicide, or was he trying to goof off and be out on the ledge? Okay, so, but, you know, witnesses were saying he was trying to talk somebody down. All right. Second, you kind of wonder, what did he just stick his head out the window, or did he try to step out and climb? Like, you know, we always see this in the movies. You know, when you're trying to talk a suicide person down, I think Mel Gibson did that in one of the Lethal Weapons. You know, they get out on the ledge. Okay, very bad move. We never recommend you do that. You don't sit there and get out on the ledge with them. Okay, that's dangerous. The last thing we need is another victim. Okay, we need all our, you know, all our troops in place for the one that we're dealing with. We can't have a second victim on our, you know, case, even though I appreciate what this guy did trying to save his life. But then you hear both of them fell. So, you know, you would think, okay, so the man tried to stop a suicide, he gets out on the ledge, he trips and falls. Why did both of them? Did the other one pull him with him? What is it? Or was it one of those things like Mel Gibson? You want to jump? All right, we'll jump together, and then pulls them off. I don't know. But we'll get more details. But, you know, it's scary to think that these types of things happen, and it's even scarier to think, especially for the families of these two men, if drugs were involved, and how somebody could be that stoned or that completely delusional to want to take their own life. And I worry. I got two boys, you know, and I tell them not to do drugs, and I, you know, scare them, and I threaten them, and I do everything, you know, a parent usually does when it comes to that subject. And, you know, my boys are like, come on, Mom, I don't even have any money to buy drugs. Like, all right, well, that's good. And let's keep it that way. But that's not the way it goes, okay? All right, people in parties, they don't like to get high by themselves, so they like to share the drugs. And there's all sorts of new stuff that like ecstasy. I had no idea. That's supposed to be an amazing high. I don't know. It's like the big thing. The rave parties and just getting completely messed up. But, finally, this was Hawaii. Who would want to kill themselves in Hawaii? You hear a lot of depression in Alaska, and we blame alcohol and the cold. But Hawaii is always one of the happiest states. So don't underestimate just because where you live or who you're hanging out with or what you're doing or who you're partying to, you know, what you're partying to is not an indicator of something serious going on. And it's a real shame. This guy tried to help him. And I hate that. I hate seeing heroes die. All right. We got a lot to talk about. All right. Our bodies make a lot of weird noises, right? And some of these weird noises that we make could actually be pretty significant, okay? And so we have a report here from Health by Kate Rockwood on what 13 weird noises your body make really mean. We have Scott Walker be one of the first to lay out his plan on how he's going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about coffee and how coffee may actually, be a cancer prevention tool, as we're seeing coffee preventing colon cancer coming back. Then this is something we need to talk about. There's an essay that's been circulating. It's anonymous of, I guess, two instances where sexual abuse was occurring in the operating room. And this has gone viral, and I think it's scared a lot of people. And we need to talk about that, okay? Because if this did happen, okay, these guys are very, very bad apples, and they have no business practicing medicine. But I don't want people freaked out about going to the doctor. That's my job. My job is to make it look like we doctors are cool. Okay, well, I look like a dork, but still. Okay, that most other doctors besides me are cool. Breathing in Beijing's air, they said, is the equivalent of smoking 40 cigarettes a day. So we'll look at the pollution going on in China. Pretty scary stuff. And then this, if you thought that was spooky, head lice is mutating and it is becoming treatment resistant. So as our kids go back to school, now we have to deal with possible head lice that is resistant, recalcitrant, pretty scary stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. All right, when we come back from break, we got a lot to talk about. Got an email here. Is the next generation becoming dumber and dumber? We got to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I got this email, I would probably say last night. And there was another email in between I want to tell you about that kind of deals with the subject of the younger generation. And he writes, last month you had a listener who was an employer for a staff of 20 who noticed his staff was not as intelligent as staff of previous decades. And he inquired if people are getting stupid. He writes, I have that same problem. Staff I manage doing careless and stupid things. When are we going to address that the next generation is getting dumber and dumber? He writes. I don't think that's the case. I don't have the email with me, but there was an email from somebody who was a coworker saying that their coworkers are doing stupid things and it makes them look bad and their boss then thinks they're stupid. How, as an employee, can you, I guess, give the image to your boss that you're not stupid when you have coworkers or team members messing up? And I love talking about employer-employee relations in the workplace because it's a big part of our life. It's a big part of our health, too. You know, I mean, if work is bad and is a source of stress, you know, it doesn't make my job any easier as a doctor. So let's go back to this first one here where he manages staff who are doing careless and stupid things. All right. I don't think people are quote-unquote stupid, okay? And in the interview process, when you interview people, all right, I mean, what's the definition of stupid? I mean, you know, somebody who, I guess, you know, will sit there and, you know, curse at you in the middle of a interview. Okay, that guy's probably dumb. Okay, you know, somebody doing something really, really stupid. Or you let them know that their zipper's down, you know, because they went to the bathroom, and they're in the middle of an interview, and they go, I don't really care, you know, let it get some air. Okay, that is probably a stupid thing to do. Okay, you know, stupid as an adjective, all right, in terms of poor choices. But for the most part, when you interview somebody and you give them a job, they have levels of competency. Okay, they could fill out their employee worksheets. They could, you know, give you a copy of driver's license and ID and, you know, Social Security, et cetera. Fill out applications. So there's levels of competency. Okay, what I think a lot of you guys may be noticing, okay, and what I notice as an employer is my staff get distracted a lot. All right, and when they are distracted, then unintelligent things happen. You see? So what I'm noticing is the latest generation or the latest group of employees, they are on their phones all the time. And I can't blame them, you know, because I'm a mom and I have to have my phone by me too. And I don't ask if they're texting their kids or if they're texting a friend or they're texting their boyfriend. That's none of my business. But I allow everyone, man, woman, whatever, in the office to have access to their phone because they're parents. Okay? I would be a crappy employer if I didn't, you know. But on the flip side, I have never seen so much distraction. And when we're talking about me and having patient care or some of your jobs where you have a distracted employee, that could be life or death, that's some pretty scary stuff. And so I notice as an employer, I'm overseeing much more. All right. No injection gets done without my looking at it. All right. And my, you know, I mean, I just oversee everything because if I think there is a distraction problem, my patients come first, you know, and you can just keep firing people and firing people and firing people. The whole generation is now very glued in to their phones. Now, what some employers do is they just take away the phones. They go, nobody gets their phones until break time. I don't want to do that with my staff, and a lot of people, I don't recommend doing that because you have a lot of people that are very anxious when they're not by the phone. And then you have people trying hard to check on a message, and they're distracted anyway. So I'd almost rather they just get it out of their system, check on the message so they can move forward. But it is. It's very, very scary. You know, you hear these train crashes. You hear of these, bus crashes, and, you know, they say, well, somebody was texting. All right? Our smartphones, our cell phones is, I think, the biggest culprit. And now another thing, too. Another thing that I think is happening, and not to just blame smartphones, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, what we're talking about in terms of, the next generation and employees seeming to not be as quote-unquote intelligent, per my one listener here, as in the past, is we have so many more fail-safes for people now. So, like, for example, if you didn't go to the grocery store in the olden days, and you didn't get food, okay, and you didn't cook it, then, I mean, you really didn't eat, okay, which means you had to remember to get your poop together. All right, let's look at driving a car. All right, you know, they were talking about how car accidents are on the rise. So a study came out saying car accidents are on the rise, and they're blaming texting. Yeah, I could see texting could be it also. But I think a lot of people think the airbag's going to be there for them. You know, when you were in those, you know, big, huge Chryslers and, you know, old type of, I don't know, you know, bucket seats, you know, in the old type of cars, you knew that if you got into an accident, you would be thrown about that car and you would be beheaded. All right, so you drove a little slower. You were a little bit more safe. Now people think they have airbags all over the place that they're going to survive. And I think that's another a mistake and a flaw we're making in our society, letting people think that there's always somebody to catch you. Same thing with failing out of school, all right, or losing a job. If you lose a job, no worries. The government will have money for you. And so I think what a lot of employers are seeing with employees is if they lose their job, no big deal. Remember I told you I had a nurse that was walking around with a lollipop, sucking on a lollipop while taking care of patients, and I told her, you can't do that. That's like a OSHA violation or health department violation. You can't be eating food, you know, while doing patient care. And she looked at me, she smiled, and she sucked that lollipop back in her mouth. So, obviously, you know, we let her go, and boom, you know, back on unemployment. Apparently, she was, I guess, a long-time unemployment rider. So, you know, you don't have people scared that they're going to lose their job. So if you have people not scared they're going to lose their job, you have people scared they're not going to get killed, you have people scared that there's no repercussions, then getting pregnant. You used to be scared to death of getting pregnant. Now, no, it's easy. I can just go and get an abortion. So we have a much different type of thinking in the younger generation. Now, the younger generation, though, does, however, also give us a lot of benefits, too. Okay? All right? Many of them are very quick thinkers. Very quick thinkers. Many of them see things we wouldn't see because of a lot of their video game training. Many of them are very fast on computers. Many of them know how to type already. I mean, we had to take typing classes. A lot of these people, they already know how to type. So they're already computer savvy. They're very, they multitask. You know, the next generation are much better multitaskers than we were. Now, that's because we were forced to focus on one thing. Now, we're supposed to be looking at half a dozen screens at the same time. So, I mean, we're evolving, all right, and for the good and for the bad. What to do, however, if you have an employee that keeps messing up and you don't want to look like it's you, all right? I don't want you to be, you know, the narc or the tattletale, but you can only carry somebody's weight so far, you know, and this is your job. If you're worried about losing your job, then you need to talk to your manager and say, look, you know, I'm doing the best job possible and I want it to display as the best job possible, all right? If my team does not allow me to kind of display that, all right, because, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm being a team member, team player here. How can I show you individually? How are you rating us individually? And that's how I would approach it. All right. You know, how I see you look at us as a team, but how are you looking at us individually? So you know that I'm getting my work done on time. You know, one of my sons, you know, he was in a group project. The other kids weren't doing jack diddly squat. He was busting his butt. You know, and I'm like, well, you got to be a team player, but put your name on your work. Let the teacher see you did that. Oh, I can't put my name. They don't want the names on the work. Like, well, your handwriting looks as bad as mine. I'm sure they'll know it's you. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB Extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Washington Post is talking about how Scott Walker is proposing to repeal and replace Obamacare. And many of you guys are kind of sick of the subject of Obamacare. It's been talked about now so much, we've been already kind of been hurting with the premiums and with all the changes that have happened. And Obamacare is now so cemented into our into our health system that when you hear politicians go, yeah, we're going to repeal Obamacare, you know, you can't get too overly excited about it. And, you know, I hate to say that I'm that way also. I mean, 2016 can't come quick enough. And so, you know, and then even when it does come, and even if they can repeal it, okay, when are we going to see my $800 premiums go down? When are we going to see my deductible go down? That could take years. You know, moreover, if Obamacare could have been repealed, don't you think it would have been repealed by now? I mean, we have, you know, control of the House and the Senate. And no, it hasn't gotten repealed. So I think a lot of us are sitting here really disillusioned where we're like, we're just screwed. And by the time 2016 comes around, okay, next year, I think we're going to be very, very exhausted that we are going to need, okay, we're going to need some spark. Yeah, maybe that's why Donald Trump is so far ahead in the polls. Maybe we are so sick of politicians and we are so exhausted and burned out on all these subjects and topics that you have somebody like Donald Trump out there shooting his mouth off saying stupid things that it starts to make the election kind of exciting. All right, and remember, the media has to make it exciting, okay? You know, election headquarters. All these media outlets call themselves election headquarters, okay? You want to see the bright colors. You want to see the scoop. You want to, you want to get your fill of all the excitement. So they have to highlight the exciting things. So, yeah, you know, here's an article about Governor Scott Walker. I'm a fan of Scott Walker, okay? I think he's great. You know, I've heard him speak, and I think he knows what he's doing. But am I hopeful for, you know, the changes with Obamacare? No, because it seems so far off. All right, so he wants to lower the cost of health insurance by reducing regulation of the industry, which is smart, providing tax credits to offset the cost of private insurance plans, and allowing people to shop for those plans across state lines. Okay, that's what most Republican candidates are talking about. Makes sense. I agree. You know, yeah. All right, he says he also wants to restructure Medicaid, which I think is long overdue for an overhaul. We don't want to get rid of Medicaid or get rid of Medicare by any means, but we do need to overhaul it, okay? And he plans to release his quote-unquote the day one patient freedom plan. This is going to be released, I guess, today during a speech at Cast Screw Machine Products, a machine parts manufacturer in Minneapolis. The plan does not provide estimates for how many people would be covered or how much money the change would cost, although Walker is confident that enough money would be saved and that he could provide a tax cut. Proponents of the Affordable Health Care Act have pointed out that simply getting rid of this law would kick 19 million people off their insurance plan in the first year. See, this is ridiculous. Everybody's so afraid of losing their insurance. This is what got us into trouble to begin with. People were losing their insurance. Why do we even have to have insurance? Why can't we have a system where what you get is, you know, what you pay for, and you don't necessarily have to be bargaining down prices, hoping your insurance company is going to have a better way to bargain down with your doctor than another insurance company. I see that. I see some insurance companies, you know, patients still have to pay, you know, up the yin-yang, whereas other insurance companies, they knock the price down to almost none. So you buy a better insurance plan, you have a better negotiator. And that makes no sense. And here we have, you know, appendectomies differing by thousands upon thousands of dollars, births differing by thousands of dollars. A product should be a product. Okay, I understand gas prices fluctuate. I get that. Okay, but we're talking, you know, cents to small amounts. Not thousands upon thousands of dollars. So it makes us look like idiots. And I've talked about what I think we should do, all right? Everybody's worried about people losing insurance. All this time, we could have been building with all the money used for these elections and the Obamacare stuff and the IRS agents, etc., on building clinics in every city and hospitals in every city and having doctors hired, okay? You have the government sector, and then you have the private sector. And you have doctors hired, right, to administer the care. None of this health insurance, none of this stuff. You know, and maybe even if doctors wanted to volunteer, if they needed more doctors, whoever volunteers gets extra tax credits or part of their medical school paid for. All right, what about that? All right, every city has a clinic. There's an MRI, there's a CAT scan. So if you want an MRI, it doesn't matter on the type of insurance. Okay, everybody gets an opportunity to get that MRI. All right, you know, I mean, and I know that kind of sounds far-fetched, but if you see the monies that I see being spent on all these political campaigns, oh my gosh, we could be taking care of thousands of people every day with that kind of money and doing it smartly. We work with the pharmaceutical companies 3 months before medicine is set to expire. You supply the clinics with those, and that's where people get their medicines. We give incentives to pharmaceutical companies that donate medications to the clinics. Come on. This is America. We're smart people. We're supposed to be one of the richest countries in the world, and we can't figure this out. And so, you know, when I see we're just still kind of tossing around the whole, okay, well, we have to buy insurance and we need to have the insurance, you know, purchasable. And mind you, I'm a fan of Scott Walker's. And I mean, you know, he can't revamp the system completely. Okay? You know, Donald Trump wants to revamp everything like immigration, et cetera. But I understand, you know, it's going to be a, it's going to have to go, you know, baby steps, piece by piece. But, I mean, I would love to see some clinics now. So if somebody doesn't have insurance, they're like, I don't need it. And think about it. If more people don't need insurance because they're getting the care they need when they need it, maybe these insurance companies are going to start dropping the rate. Now, that's another thing. You're paying thousands upon thousands of dollars a year, right, for mammograms, and you're a man, or for birth control, and it has nothing to do with you. You are paying because you're paying into the system. Why aren't you paying for what you need? And these clinics don't necessarily have to be free. They could charge $5 a visit or $10 a visit. Everything doesn't have to be free. All right? $5, $10 a visit, something like that. All right? I mean, which is still fairly doable. And then you're not paying $800 a month on insurance premiums. You are paying to go to the clinic for what you need. Okay, I don't know. I'm just very, very frustrated with the way things are and how they're not getting fixed. You lose your job, you don't have to worry about not taking care of that surgery. We have the government hospitals, or maybe we shouldn't call them government, but we have city hospitals and we have the city clinics. Oh, the city clinics are going to be overrun. They're going to be, you know, well, what do you see with clinics now? A lot of you guys on Medicaid. I get patients all the time telling me I can't go to these clinics. I have to wait hours upon hours, and I'm sitting around sick people. Even really nice urgent cares. We got some real nice urgent cares in my neck of the woods. People hate going there because they are basically standing room only with a bunch of sick people coughing all over them. So, clinics are clinics. And we have OSHA, you know, and we have the health department making sure that the buildings are good and medicine is done properly. So, I don't know. That's my thought. So, I'm glad Scott Walker's kind of stepping out and talking about this. And I love the idea of tax credits as opposed to penalties. So I think, you know, considering he's you know, making some right choices. And there's actually a few more things that he's suggested in this we'll talk about later. But we have a long way to go, and I think we're missing the point still on a lot of things. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Unfortunately, the death toll has risen to at least 20 in Bangkok the day after an explosion at the popular Erawan Shrine in the center of the Thai capital. This was This occurred, I apologize, they're still looking for the male suspect. This happened during rush hours. And he had been carrying a backpack. You see him in a yellow shirt, kind of thin man, carrying a suspicious backpack before a pipe bomb exploded, killing 20 people at the heart of Thailand's vital tourism industry. No group yet has claimed responsibility for the attack that happened last night during rush hour. It injured more than 120 people in a popular downtown tourist and shopping district. So right now they're looking into motives, and they are wondering, is it part of the some political rivalries? Is it a Muslim insurgency in southern Thailand? Is it the country's deportation of Chinese Muslims? International terrorism? They don't know what it is. So far, the only leads made public by investigators have been just the video showing the man in a yellow shirt, shaggy hair, leaving the backpack behind near the Erawan Shrine as he visited, leaves it, worshippers, tourists walk by, and then unfortunately it explodes. A pretty frightening scene. And they say Lieutenant General Parut Thavor Nasiri says the yellow shirt guy is not just a subject, he is the bomber. And then I guess there was a second blast at a ferry pier in the capital as well. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. This is you see people walking around with like with the Boston Marathon bomber, and you see this. You know, I mean, is it at the point now where anybody with a backpack, you know, we're not going to trust? I purposely don't walk around with backpacks. I don't. I mean, I should. When I travel, it's much better than, you know, carrying all sorts of things in my hands. You know, it would be easier. But I got to tell you, it's just the trust. And, you know, he looked like he was very calm about it. He was just walking around, you know, sat on a bench, took off the backpack, you know, just very calm about it. But, again, the video was kind of grainy. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Women graduated Army Ranger School, two of them. The first two women are set to graduate Friday from, I apologize. Oh, hold on a second. Got a pop-up. You know what? These pop-ups, what I need to do. Okay, you know what? Okay, powered by Genesis, not Genesis Communications. Whoever this Genesis person is putting this pop-up, let's completely avoid their thinking. See, they mess up my show. They're going to get some bad publicity. Anyway, first two women are set to graduate Friday from the Army's Elite Ranger School, a milestone in the Pentagon's goal of integrating women into roles where they had not served before. The names are not being released, but they did complete a 62-day combat course that includes a grueling 12-mile march across rugged terrain in Fort Benning, Georgia, 2-day climbing exercise in the mountains of northern Georgia, and 10 days of small unit tactics in the sweltering swamps of Florida. The course is designed to push soldiers to their mental and physical edge by limiting their food and sleep while they complete exhausting exercises. Physical fitness test includes 49 push-ups, 59 sit-ups, a 5-mile run in 40 minutes, 3 parachute jumps, and 27 days of mock combat patrols. The women, I guess, will wear the black and gold Ranger tab on their uniforms, signifying that they completed one of the military's toughest combat courses, and it does help them later for leadership roles, etc. But unfortunately, they will not be eligible to join the 75th Ranger Regiment, which is a special operations force. The Pentagon continues to sit on many of the thousands of combat-related jobs now reserved for men. How those could be open to both sexes. The Army said 19 women and 381 men started Ranger class on April 20th. 94 men and 2 women met the standards. That's pretty good. They will graduate during Friday's ceremony. How exciting. Oh, that's good stuff. Women constitute right now about 15% of active duty military. Many military men continue to believe, they say in this article from the LA Times, that women lack the strength to fight and survive in the harshest conditions. But since combat experience is crucial to career advancement, women often are blocked from leadership roles if they stay in the military. So it's a catch-22. Pentagon lifted the ban on women in combat in 2012, but kept other frontline jobs off-limit. Under current law, the Pentagon has until September 30th, the end of the fiscal year, to develop gender-neutral rules for all remaining jobs closed to women. I mean, here's the thing. We studied the difference between men and women. Men may have more muscle mass. they may have more bone mass, okay? So there may be some more physical enduring characteristics. But the one thing we also notice is there are a lot of women out there in better shape than men. And there are a lot of men out there in better shape than women. So here we have these two women beating out 17 other women and 300 other men, right, to make it. So, you know, we have definite attributes, okay, by both sexes that I think would be extremely, extremely well utilized in the military. Now, of course, many criticisms are, all right, well, if we have a woman on the front lines, okay, we're going to be distracted. Or are we going to be sexually attracted to her? That's one of the reasons why I didn't join Army Rangers. I was afraid that all the men would find me too sexy, so that they would be too distracted to do their work. But then on the flip side, when you ask men about that, you know, criticism of women, they're like, no, okay, if we're starving, we're, trust me, okay? I mean, nobody looks good to me. So, and then there's the concern, well, would, if we are bonding and one of our women is taken and raped, are we going to, you know, still do the job that we were set to do, or are we going to act differently? Are we going to, you know, how do you have separate barracks? If you have to be sleeping in a cubby, you know, or in a shelter, let's say, you know, for, you know, days on end, on a mission, you know, or will men and women be allowed to without there being repercussions of sexual harassment or sexual assault if somebody rolls onto somebody else? And so there's still a lot of logistics that need to come into play. You know, a big criticism men have is, are they going to be accused of something that they didn't do? So don't have the woman there a part of the equation so they don't have to worry about watching their step, watching what they say, watching anything that could be construed as sexual harassment. So, I'm a woman, and as far as I'm concerned, I would want to do anything a man could do if I was physically able to do it. If I physically wasn't able to do it, then I thank God for, you know, like my husband. I can't kill the spider. I want my husband to do so. And anybody who wants to serve in our military, you know, I commend and I want to give them the opportunity. So, I apologize. I'm trying to word this the way it needs to be worded. What these women have done, bravo, and I'm proud of them. But until we figure out logistically, all right, because there's still the one of the big subjects that doesn't come up enough that needs to is the sexual harassment and the sexual assault in the military. Until that gets resolved, we're going to have a very, very difficult time pushing military men who don't want to be accused to be in the vicinity of women if they think something is going to happen or if they think they're going to be falsely accused. All right? And, you know, women don't want to be assaulted either, and women don't want to have an environment that's going to be hostile. So we need to figure out how this would work. And I don't think it's going to be that simple. And it's a shame, because anybody who wants to fight should be able to get out there and fight. But it's not like it is in the movies all the time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.